It's one thing to talk about evangelization and quite another to do it. How am I being called specifically to bring the gospel to people in my own community? As we talk about evangelizing, we must remember that it starts with us, the most basic element, the individual, and God. We have to grow in our faith and let it mature in us so that we can share it with others. It might even be good to practice your, what we call a 3-minute witness. If someone said to you, tell me about your faith, would you be able to articulate it to them? And then to do that, you know, in our families, then in our parish family, and in the wider community. How can we bring the gospel specifically to people around us? In our communities, in our dioceses, we have many opportunities to do that. Perhaps there are tourists or visitors who come to us. We can share the faith with them just by sharing our story or praying with them or asking them to pray with us. We can engage people in grocery stores and airports and schools and at work. Just again, sharing little bits of our faith with them, just reminding them that I'm a believer, I'm a Catholic, and just, can I pray for you? Or when someone is talking about, oh, there's no hope in the world, look at everything that's going on in the world, then we can stop them and say, no, there's an infinite amount of hope in the world, and that is eternal life in Jesus Christ. Again, you don't have to get really preachy at them and tell them what to do, but share your story with them. Show them why the faith is important to you, and invite them to consider to join you in believing as well and coming to our church as well. These are ways we can do that in prisons, perhaps, and in hospitals, and so many other places. You know, in universities, many of our communities have tens of thousands of university students, college students come for a good part of the year. How are we reaching out to them? How are we sharing our faith with them so that they can go back to their homes, their dioceses, and do the same? In order to do this, we must remember that we are not alone. We have the Holy Spirit dwelling within us, that is, God's very real and true presence, urging us outward to preach the good news. We also have a great band of witnesses. We have the saints who watch over us, who intercede for us, who help us to preach and evangelize today. Some of my favorite saints for this in this effort are Saint Thérèse of Lisieux. Here is a young woman who never really left the convent all her life, and she lived to be only 26, but she had a great strong desire to evangelize, to bring the gospel to far off lands. So even though she rarely left the convent, she is the patron saint of missionaries. There is Saint Joseph, of course, who urges us all to do what he did, to be obedient, to care for the gospel and to share it with our brothers and sisters. In our local community, we have Antonio Cuipa and companions, martyrs of La Florida. They remind us that even before the missionaries came from Spain and other places to bring the gospel here, our ancestors already had the seeds of the gospel within them. And when persecutions arose, they stood up for the faith, even giving their life for the faith centuries ago. As Tertullian said, the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. We have this great band of witnesses who have gone before us and who are with us now in spirit, in a very real way, helping us to preach the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ in the world. We stand on the shoulders of giants, saints, holy men and women who have gone before us, who preached fearlessly and boldly the gospel of Jesus Christ. Through their intercession and with their constant help, may we do the same in our families, in our parishes, in our local communities, and indeed throughout the whole world.